We invite you to enjoy Bill Abernathy now here on KCCafeRadio.com live at PorchFest KC 2016.
Thank you, John. Thanks for that very nice introduction. And thanks to KC Cafe Radio for reaching out and inviting me to come out this afternoon and play a few songs. So for those of you that don't know me, my name's Bill Abernathy. And I just got in from Lubbock, Texas last night. And I'm here to tell you the weather here in Kansas City is so much better than Lubbock. Nothing against Texans, but the weather is so much better here. And if you're not out here at the Porch Fest somewhere, you're really missing out. So speaking of being on the road, this is a little tune that came out on my first album. Got me a little bit of love and a little airplay around the world. This is called Whiskey Road. After 10 years on the road, I'm gonna show you what I found. Well, I've seen all there's to see in every one horse town. I'm a rounder and a rambler. I'm always cutting things too close. But life sometimes is hell on a whiskey road. Well, I've lived out of a suitcase in all the cheap hotels. Well, I've dreaded more than light from the bars of a country jail. You know, I've keep the road my best. I've always carried a heavy load. But you soon run out of luck on a whiskey road. Whiskey road, she's like a lady of the night. She's gonna rob you of all your riches, but she'll leave you feeling right. Well, some men call her trouble, that's where I call my home. When I'm traveling down the long whiskey road. I don't suppose any of you ever danced on that road, huh? Kathy, you've been there? Sucks, huh? Well, don't you know there's lessons learned living out on the road? Be sure it's all you want from life, cause it's all you're ever gonna know. Well, it's hard to turn away from that lonely drifter's code. When you're living on the lawn or the whiskey road. The whiskey road, oh, she's like a lady of the night. She's gonna rob you of all your riches, but she'll leave you feeling right. Well, some men call it trouble, that's where I call my home. When I'm traveling down the long or the whiskey road, she's like a lady of the night. She's gonna rob you of all your riches, but she'll leave you feeling right. Well, some men call it trouble, that's where I call my home. When I'm traveling down the long, traveling down the long, don't you know I'm traveling down the long whiskey road. The only place I've ever known. Thank you. I don't know exactly how this is going to work because I play really old guitars and they really don't like being outside. They're kind of spoiled like me. They like air conditioning, humidity control. They like all that. So we'll see how this all works out. But this is fun. Yeah. I guess if you're listening to KC Cafe Radio, you probably enjoy those singer-songwriter, deep, dark, reach into your soul, pull out your heart, and hang it out for the world to see. Is that what you're looking for, Kathy? Well, I happen to have one of those. Yeah. This is actually on my new album. It's called Find a Way is the album. This song is called Close Calls. They say that no man is an island. They say that no man can stand alone. But what's a man to do now when he feels as though his heart has turned to stone? They say that all the world's a stage, and that we're all just playing a role. But what's a man to do now when he feels that he can't go on with the show? I don't wanna play this game, but my back's up against the wall. I don't wanna play this game, but my heart's already taken a fall. I don't wanna play this game, I didn't wanna play it at all. I don't wanna play this game, there's just too many close calls. This game of life and love we're playing, you know I thought I understood the rules. But what's a man to do now when that very game is played him for a fool? I don't wanna play this game, but my back's up against the wall. I don't wanna play this game, but my heart's already taken a fall. I don't wanna play this game, I didn't wanna play it at all. I don't wanna play this game, there's just too many close calls. This game, but my back's up against the wall. I don't wanna play this game, but my heart's already taken a fall. I don't wanna play this game, I didn't wanna play it at all. I don't wanna play this game, there's just too many close calls. Too many close calls. Thank you all very much. That's on my new album. Let's just say there's not an acoustic lead on that one, just saying. Now that one kind of rocks a little bit on the album, but thank you for that. I'm going to kind of stick with the singer-songwriter, deep, dark, heartfelt, all that for a bit, yeah? I have a friend in St. Louis who requested that I play this song today, and she's tuned in. And so I would like to play this one for her. Interesting song, actually. There's a great story behind it, but we'll tell that another time. So this is called This I Know. Thank you. it so hard, and I've lost my way home. I reach for your hand, and I hope against hope. You can lead me to places that I so need to go. It can happen. It can happen. It can happen. This I know. Time makes me weary. It brings me such pain. Takes me on journeys to the very brink of insane. It frightens me, it haunts me, makes my dreams fade away. Relentless and driving every night, every day. It can happen. It can happen. It can happen. This I know. I want so to feel it, to reach out and find this joy in the journey that I can call mine. I've opened my soul, my heart and my mind, to find all the places I'm destined to find. I'm gonna be strong, take chances, believe. My fear of this journey is now leaving me. It can happen, this I know. It can happen, this I know. But baby, let's take it slow. My fear of this journey is so hard to let go. But it can happen. It can happen. It can happen. This I know. I want so to feel it, to reach out and find this joy in the journey that I can call mine. I've opened my soul, my heart and my mind, to find all the places I'm destined to find. I'm gonna be strong, take chances, believe. My fear of this journey is now leaving me. It can happen, these said no. It can happen, these said no.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm going to pick it up a little bit and play you guys another song off the that one actually was released about, I don't know, a year and a half ago as a single, purely acoustic. And on the new album, Find a Way, you can find the uber-produced version of that one. And it seems to be doing pretty well and getting a little love out there, so that's all a good thing. So here's a question for you. How many here have had or have somebody in their life that's kind of toxic? Huh? Anybody? Raise your hand. This is the audience participation piece. Anybody had anybody in their life that's toxic? Come on, ladies. You're here by yourself. There has to be somebody at home, right? Yeah? So, you know, when you have these toxic people in your life and you have this responsibility gene thing, you do everything you can to help them out, right? And so you invest money, you invest time, you kind of dig them out of a hole. And then what do? John? John knows. They come back around and stick it right back at you, don't they? Now, they never seem to appreciate any of that, right? So at the end of the day, you go to all this trouble, all this money, all this effort, right? And you're right back where you started. So what do you do next, John? Well, you get your guitar tuned into the right place. That's the first thing you got to do, right? And then once you get there, the best thing to do, John, is just walk away, isn't it? Just walk away. Don't you know I gotta walk away? Don't you know I gotta walk away? Don't you know I gotta walk away? The pain ain't worth the gain. Don't you know I gotta walk away? Well, I don't know what I had in mind when I signed my name on the bottom line. I bought into a bill of goods, 'cause that's what I thought I was supposed to do. Convinced that I was doing the right thing. I didn't realize the drama that would bring. Don't you know I gotta walk away? Don't you know I gotta walk away? Don't you know I gotta walk away? The pain ain't worth the gain. Don't you know I gotta walk away? I still remember that fateful day, the hateful game that you came to play. In your eyes, such a hateful stare, I realized that you never really cared. I played that card that final fateful day. It's clear you never loved me anyway. Don't you know I gotta walk away? Don't you know I gotta walk away? Don't you know I gotta walk away? The pain ain't worth the gain. Don't you know I gotta walk away? 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 The pain ain't worth the gain. There's nothing left to say but to walk away. Thank you. You know, I had a friend of mine listen to that, and he said, you know, that's got to be about a divorce, right? And I said, well, you know, if that's what it's about for you, congratulations, but it's not about a divorce. It was about, that's going to take a couple of shots of whiskey and four or five beers to tell that whole story. So I'm going to play one that was actually on my first CD. This song is about a friend of mine. So back in a long time ago, a faraway land, when I used to play a lot and tour around and do all that, this guy was my sound guy. And we went all over the place, and he had kind of been a little bit on the dark side of life, and then he finally found his way out back to the light. And then unfortunately after our last tour, he kind of ventured back into the darkness again. So I sat down one day and wrote this song called Yuppie Blues. Have you ever seen a man be down and so depressed about the place he's living or the way that he's dressed? He's got no Gucci's, he's got no Nike shoes, just sits alone in his shanty house, begins to sing the blues. Well, he says, I've been there, rode the wave clear to the top. I had it all back then, no way could I be stopped. I drove Mercedes, Dior, my style of clothes. Yep, at first class, that was my name. I'd learned to fit the mold well. I knew the people had connections to the man who'd get me what I wanted when I felt I could not stand. He'd give me reefer, sealed in an airtight bag. Purest line of cocaine was all he ever had. First I used it, I was just looking for a good time, cause that's what I always had, with the women, drugs and wine. I was in control of everything that was happening, but what I couldn't control was the beginning of the end. Well, I'd like to tell you I continue to maintain, but that powder got the best of me and I lost a light gain. All I've got left is this old song and this guitar. It's a shame I got a chance to go so very far. Not what it was back in the good old days. I can't seem to find a job that really ever pays. So I guess I'll sing this song explaining that time. This yuppie took a faded fall on a very fine white line. Now, I know I wrote that in first person, but it is not about me. It's not about me. So, sure, so here's another question for you folks standing out here. I'm going to look over here on this side of the porch. I'm going to look out here to you folks, and this is a raise your hand. This is a raise your hand thing, okay? How many of you, thank you, well, you might want to ask for the question, John, just saying, it might be loaded, it might be a loaded deal. So how many of you have ever had a one-night stand? And exactly, well, we got one volunteer, we got nothing, we got one over here, look, she's hiding her kid's eyes, I mean, this is great, yeah? Huh? Well, I personally have never done this, but one of the guys that I write songs for told me this story. And he said, you know, I need a song about a one-night stand, but I don't want it to be like ugly and nasty and mean and all that. I want it to be pretty, you know. So I started recording this with the guys at the studio. And the engineer looked at me and he said, you know, I think that might be the prettiest song ever written about a one-night stand. So if you've got that, John, you have to play it, do you not? Yeah? This is called Moving On Again. Walk walking down a lonely street, not forgotten, but alone. I passed a long-night coffee shop, made me think of home. Where my friends, my loves, my family are some of what I miss. But when I'm all alone at night, I think of that last kiss. Cause baby, all I wanted was a better day. All I wanted was a place to lay my head. The saddest part is moving on again. I remember seeing you as I drove away. A lonely tear was in your eye, begging me to stay. I know the road's got problems for a man out on his own, but I can't take you with me, girl, steal you from your home. Cause baby, all I wanted was a better day. All I wanted was a place to lay my head. The saddest part is moving on again. I didn't want to see you cry, oh no. I didn't want to break your heart. But when it came my time to go, I had to make a brand new start. Baby, I'll try to forget the bad. I'm gonna think of you in lonely times, the memories we've had. This goodbye's forever, though I sure want you to know. I'm gonna think about you every day, everywhere I go. Cause baby, all I wanted was a better day. All I wanted was a place to lay my head. The saddest part is moving on again. The saddest part is moving on again. Okay, if you give me half a shake, just a half a shake, I'm going to do something that my son warned me about. Right, so Chad played at these porch fests the last year, and he, you know, I have this aversion to playing one guitar for like a long period of time, and he told me, he said, Dad, you could only take one, two at the max, right? Leave the other nine at home. So I'm gonna switch guitars real quick, and then we're gonna play three songs from the new CD. So.
And while Bill is changing guitars, we'll let you know that you are listening to live coverage of Porch Fest KC 2016. We are here in the Valentine neighborhood of Midtown, Kansas City. Beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon here. And we're glad that you have joined us live on KC Cafe Radio. Coming up, Bill's son, Chad Abernathy, who also happens to be a singer-songwriter. He's going to be playing for you here in a little bit. And then we'll be wrapping the afternoon up with music from Casey Roush's Country Duo, some great music, all part of this event that is an annual event here on KC Cafe. Right now, 140 bands are playing across the Valentine neighborhood of Kansas City. We have folks that are walking from porch to porch enjoying this event, and we're glad that you're taking time to enjoy it as well here on KCCafeRadio.com. Also want to remind you that this is not the only live coverage you'll be hearing from on KC Cafe Radio over the next week or so. Wednesday, we are taking a plane out to Seattle, Washington. We'll be bringing you live coverage from the Folk Alliance Region West Conference. And check out our website early next week at KCCafeRadio.com, and we'll be giving you all the details on that coming up, but some great live music coming up from Far West in Oakland, or in Seattle, Washington, I should say. Now let's head back up to the stage. Bill Abernathy live at Porchfest KC 2016 here on KCCafeRadio.com.
Thank you, John, for filling that dead space while I change guitars. So I'm done now. So now I have more questions, okay? How many of you have an imagination? Look, there's like participation and stuff. How many times does that imagination put you in a really good spot, right? Yeah? So, you know, you write music, you do all that. I have to be a bit creative in what I do for a real job, and so your imagination works for you. Is that right? This is where you guys nod and say, yes, Bill, that's great. You're perfect, right? So, thank you, Kathy. So, the next question is, has it ever gotten you in a bad spot? Yes, and how's that, Kathy? You're not telling. She's keeping that all a secret. Well, you know, I love my imagination. It makes me a pretty good living at what I do, and I get to write a lot of songs and do that kind of thing. But, you know, every now and then you have to take that imagination and kind of reel it in a bit because it gives you some ideas that maybe you shouldn't be thinking about. This is on the new album. It's called Find a Way is the album. I have some with me, and of course it's out available on every place that you could get music. This song's actually called Start to Start. And if you like 12 strings, you might like this. This is pretty cool.
It's your imagination that's keeping us apart. It's your imagination that separates our hearts. Love can be all we can dream if we just start to start. It's your imagination that stops the power of the heart. You've heard all these rumors of beginnings and ends. Your mind took you somewhere between real and pretend. Well, one voice would go there, cross over that line. Another one saying you're wasting your time. But you've got a place deep in your soul, holding this love that you cannot let go. That's your imagination that's keeping us apart. That's your imagination that separates our hearts. Love can be all we can dream if we just start to start. That's your imagination that stops the power of the heart. You tell me all these stories, these strange little dreams about when we're together and I pack up and leave. But I won't leave you at a station, at an airport or a bar. That's your imagination that's taken you that far. Baby, that's your imagination that's keeping us apart. That's your imagination that separates our hearts. Love can be all we can dream if we just start to start. That's your imagination. That's your imagination. That's your imagination that stops the power of the heart.
Thank you. When we did that in the studio, one of the guys or the other players looked at me and he said, hey, look, man, pop goes the 12 string. That's kind of a pop song. That's my very first one. What do you think, Kathy? Is that okay? You like that? Yeah? It hurts a bit when I play it, so just saying. Yeah? Huh? Pain is beauty? Yeah, I saw a website like that one time, but then it got blocked anyway. So, you guys having a good time? You folks that have just walked up, y'all having a good time? Isn't Porch Fest an awesome place? Huh? Can you think of a better place right now that you'd rather be? Seriously? Who said no? You said no? This is the best place in the world you could be right. You get a free CD, babe. I don't know what your name is, but you come see me when I'm done. You get to take me home with you today. How's that? Yeah? You know, sometimes when you look around, right, and you see your life and you see what all's going on, and Kathy knows and the folks that know me, I'm a pretty busy dude, and I've got a lot of things going on. But sometimes if you just sit back, take a look around and go, you know what, I'm in a pretty good spot. And here it is on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. I've got all you folks. I've got the folks on KC Cafe Radio listening in. You know what? This is not a bad place to be, which is a beautiful segue, by the way. I practiced this in the truck on the way here. A beautiful segue into a song called Where I Need to Be. I'm here with my memories, my souvenirs. They take me to places I've been through the years. They tell me these stories, these things I believe, and make me remember that place that I need to be. Well, is this where I need to be? Living, loving, laughing, being free. Riding on the wind, winning so easily. Is this where am I? This where am I? Need to be. Some say I'm crazy, that I'll never find a place like I'm leaving, what I've left behind. They tell me it's safe there, much better for me. But that doesn't get me to the place that I need to be. Well, is this where I need to be? Living, loving, laughing, being free. Riding on the wind, winning so easily. Is this where I? This where I need to be? Well, maybe surrender, trying to find this place they belong to that comforts their mind. But I'm going somewhere, chasing this dream, to find this elusive place that I need to be. Well, I'm going somewhere, chasing this dream, find this elusive place that I need to be. Well, I'm just wherever I need to be. Well, I'm living, loving, laughing, being free. Riding on the wind, winning so easily. Well, I'm just wherever. Okay, shameless plug. Okay, that one happens to be charting right now on a few radio stations, including KC Cafe Radio. So if you really liked it, right, then you can go request that, and then it gets played more, and then we move up the chart. Isn't that the way that math works? Huh? Yeah. So go to KC Cafe Radio, request that song or any of my other songs, which there's probably 20 of them out there, right? And you'll get to hear it. So that tune is on my newest Find a Way CD that's been out 6 weeks or so. It's picked up some global distribution. It's done pretty well. But here we are. I've been playing up here for 40 minutes and 56 seconds, and I haven't played the title song to Find a Way, Kathy. I mean, is that a travesty or what? It's terrible. It's an absolute terrible thing. It's so unprofessional. It's unbelievable. So now I'm going to play you the title song for Find a Way. Now, this song was inspired by my father. And my father was a pretty impressive guy. He was raised in the Dust Bowl of Oklahoma and quit school in the eighth grade, was drafted into the Army, fought in World War II, jumped into the Battle of the Bulge, got shot on the way down, was a German POW for about 6 months, almost died. They saved him. He got some rehab time in Paris, which I've heard was a pretty good time. Was an honor guard for General Patton, came back to the United States afterwards, built a tremendous business career, raised a family, really a pretty amazing guy. He always said that he was a fugitive from the law of averages because that should not have happened, and he shouldn't have been, really in today's world, we could relate to this, a very high executive with an eighth grade education for a global company. Shouldn't have happened. Pretty amazing guy, but he taught me one thing in particular that I use every day. So you could take this home with you today, but my dad always told me that Bill, if you want something bad enough and you're willing to put in the blood, sweat, tears, and toil, that means there has to be work involved and not just the blood, sweat, and tears, right, Kathy? Yeah? You can pretty much get what you want, but it's never going to be easy, right? So if you work hard enough, you can always find a way. Intentions of seeing you that day. It had been a long time and I had some things to say. Then I got distracted somewhere along the way. I pulled into the parking lot, ran up the flights of stairs. When I got into your room, I saw that you weren't there. All that was left was this blank, hollow stare. I didn't get to tell you that I love you. I didn't get to tell you how much I really care. I didn't get to tell you that I love you. But give me time, I think that I just might try and find a way. You told me all these stories, so full of simple truths. The lessons that they held were right there for me to use. You left it up to me to see which I would choose. Well, as I've gotten older and wiser in my years, I realize those stories are riddled with your fears. The lessons that they teach are written with your tears.
get to telling you that I love you. I didn't get to telling you how much I really care. I didn't get to telling you that I love you. But give me time, I think that I just might. Our days are so numbered, our chances so few, to reach out and touch the ones that we need to. Just saying those three words, such a small price to pay, to live in the moment and help find a way. I didn't get to telling you that I love you. I didn't get to telling you how much I really care. I didn't get to telling you that I love you. But give me time, I think that I just might. I might have found a way.
So this is about my dad. My dad had a favorite song. And when I was a kid, he used to always like to have me play that song for him. And I got to play it for him one time in a really big stadium and all this, you know. I didn't get to play it for him right before he passed away. So if y'all don't mind, I'm going to play that little song for him. What do you think? You think he's listening, John? You think so? My version of the Wildwood Flower for my dad.